All right, so we'll say good morning. So we left off on page Kuf Nun Aleph. Toch kedei avoda haratzon nechlash. So he says, kasher. So remember again, just to reorient ourselves a little bit, in this particular chapter, we're speaking about the power of thought, and specifically the idea that your thought really determines where you are. Okay, so often we think it's our physical address that determines where we are. In reality, it's what we're thinking that really puts us, that really frames the nature of our existence. And therefore, again, especially if the thoughts are negative, then by definition, even though I might physically be in a very good place, if my thoughts are negative, then by definition, that negativity brings me into a very negative sphere, so he says. And therefore, the goal ultimately, again, it sounds simplistic, but it's the goal is to stop thinking negatively. That's the goal. So he says, Kashera Adam Muda Lamakshavosa. As a person begins to get to know his thoughts and clarifies them a little bit and a little bit, little by little, la'at la'at, slowly, shlav acharei shlav, one level after the next, machshava acharei machshava. Because remember, again, we saw last week that the way to purify thought is really to analyze each and every thought that comes through my head, to ask myself, why am I thinking this? Where does this come from? Is it positive? Is it negative? It's a protracted process. He says, la'at la'at hu yargish sharatzon shelo, lachsho bedvarim ra'im, holich v'nechlash, and over time a person will see that his desire to think about negative things ultimately is weakening. Rachmana litzlan, anoshim sheshkuim b'masim shalilim. People who are shikuim literally means like immersed in negative actions. Ba'ofen tiv'i, he notim lachshov ala shlila harbe yoser. This is also an important idea, that obviously actions do influence thought. So people who are engaged in negative activity will very often have a greater volume of negative thoughts. Masha'inkin, adam shema'asav mitukanim, va'gishosav mitukanos yoser. But a person whose actions are correct, are appropriate, we will see, and his emotions are a little bit more in check. In a natural fashion, a person like that thinks about negative things. Well, remember, again, this is the third piece in this progression. We spoke about actions. And remember, again, the Mechaber explained that we have the ability to a certain degree to disassociate ourselves from our actions in a healthy way. That I can go ahead and I could say, even though I've done negative things, I'm not a bad person. My inner eye is good. We spoke about emotion, how again, when a person experiences negative emotion, remember he has to retract into that world of the solitary eye, right? Adam, bifurcation of everything. And now we're up to thought. So the Mechaber says, this is a progression. If a person works on his actions, and then works on his emotions, he will have an easier time dealing with the controlling of his thoughts. He says, "B'chol sheinatet v'yachtoch yoser samachshav zaros la'achar ziwi medukta k'mo shehuskar ritzono ze yachlish yoser v'yoser." And interestingly enough, like most things, the more you condition yourself about how to think, the easier it becomes over time. Nitein dugma b'nekuda hamasit. Let me give a simple example. Lo harbe anoshim gonvim. Most people are not thieves. He writes in brackets, lechachos kach ani mekabe. At least I hope so. All right, so let's assume most people are not thieves. Aval yesh yoser anoshim sha'ol lahem rotzim machshava. But interestingly enough, as much as most people are not thieves, there are many people who think about ulai ani egnov. Right, there are many. Most people may not act on that impulse, but many people think about that impulse. And after I think about it, what do I say to myself? Afterwards, I say to myself, "Azov, come on, stop it. Zelo haderech. That's not the appropriate approach. Lo derech haretz, lo enoshi, tered mizeh." So very often, I'll go ahead and I'll think about it. Right, I'll contemplate it, and then I'll say, "That's ridiculous. That's not appropriate." Okay. He goes on, he says, Kilomar, Mispar Anoshim Hamagim Lichlam Ma'aseh B'Poshal Gneva, Or in other words, that many more people, I should say differently, the number of people who actually steal is dramatically less than the number of people who think about stealing. So the people who go ahead and engage in the action are much less than the people who think about the action, which Rabosei tells you about the challenge of controlling thought. Right, so he goes on. Yeshno adam shegoni bepoel. There are some people. There's a person. Let's say there's a person who actively steals. Yeshno adam shemedaber azeh, aval hu lo misugal levatzea azeh. And there's another person who may speak about it, but will not actually do it. Vekasher hu machlit laleches velignot, hu nitkaf becharod apinimis. And this person, he might be thinking about it, and he might finally say the resolve. You know what? I'm gonna do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to steal. But then when he's going to do it, what happens? He can't do it. Literally, nitkaf techara depenimis means he's overtaken by an inner fear. Turn the page. Yeshno, adam shechoshev. You can have a person who thinks to himself, afilu lo meiz ladaber. The yeshno, adam sheyeshlo ezushu ratzon kal. Aval miyad kishadavra olam machshavto, hu mispayesh ba'atzmo. So the point of Bosei is that Lemaisi, you see that that even though there are many people who do negative things, there are many more people who think about the negative things. That's the koach of machshava, the power of thought. And again, let's say what we've seen also, and this we know, is the power of thought is, you know, we say in halacha machshava lo havi kemaisa, that thought is not like action. Interestingly enough, the only exception to that is actually when it comes to good deeds. That if I want to do something positive and for some reason I'm precluded from doing something positive, that lemaise counts as if I've gotten a mitzvah, I've received a mitzvah. But when it comes to negative thoughts, if I have intention to eat the cheeseburger and I don't do it, I'm not held accountable for that. Perhaps the only exception to that rule, I'm sorry, is avodah zarah. Maybe when it comes to idolatry, if my intention is to worship, according to some, that might be like a maisa. But there's one thing that is clear, which is that even if you hold that machshav is not kemaisa, what you think has a profound impact on who you are. And as we saw, that's the Ramban, right? The Ramban says that thought is like that oth poreach. It's like that bird that flies. And what thought will take you all over. And where it lands pretty much determines where you are. So even though, you know, Reuven in our example over here doesn't end up stealing, the thought of stealing by definition leaves its mark on who and what you are. Again, it doesn't make you a thief, but at the end of the day, it puts you in the parsha of theft. And therefore, haratzon mitzad atzmo nikra b'loshon ha'svarim tet hakara ba'adam hu nigla la'adam ayidi hakara shem hachshama. So he explains over here, he says that this ratzon, this will that comes from man is what he calls teta karasheva adam, the way of identifying man. Hu nikla la adam aydeha karashem achshava. V'lachin sidarnu es shloshes shlave ha'avoda b'seder ha'niska la'el. So now we understand, we've arranged, the Mechaber says, now you see that there's a method to the last three categories I put before you. That life is a progression, and self-development, that's not the wrong word, self-advancement is a progression. What does it start with? Tikkun HaMa'asim. The first thing we started with, if you remember again, was actions. And that a person has to really purify that. Remember again, this, by the way, you should know, in general, this seems to be the derech of Sifrei Musar. That the first thing you have to start with is actions. See, very often people think that the way to affect change is from starting within and then allowing that inner change to spill out. It's not really true. Because if a person is actively engaging in negative activity, then by definition, you can't do anything internally. So the first step in change ultimately is tikkun ha'ma'asim. Examine my actions, and again, remember, according to the Mechaber, it's not just about identifying negative actions and stopping them. It's also about what? Doing good, and also acknowledging to myself that the fact that I've engaged in negative activity doesn't make me a bad person. Because if I think I'm a bad person, then what? Then there's no change. No, if you think you're bad, If you think you're evil, if you think you're a Rasha, then there is no possibility for change. So that's the first step. Next, after that, was Tikkun HaRagashos. You have to rein in emotion. It's interesting, by the way, that the Mechaber seems to feel, the Mechaber seems to feel that reining in emotion is actually easier than reining in thought, which is interesting because I'm not sure everybody would necessarily agree with that idea. But he says again, next step is reining in emotion. A person has to control negative feelings specifically towards what? Towards the other, right? We gave the strategy for that. Retreat into your solitary world. And now we've discussed the idea of tikkun ha-machshavos, of rectifying and really purifying the process of thought. Im Hashem yiska osan, if Hashem gives us the zuchus, namshich be'ezras Hashem, hala b'prokim aboim, we will continue further in the coming chapters, levayer es shalavei avodas ha'adam, to go ahead and to clarify the different gradations, the different categories of man's obligation, until we get to the point where man ultimately is complete. So remember, again, I will say what we're trying to accomplish in the Sefer is we're trying to make ourselves whole. That's the goal. Not tzaddikim, not trying to finish Shas. We try to finish Shas from 6 to 6:45. That's a different shir, right? But from 5:45 to 6, our avodah is it's not a simple avodah, but it's a simply defined avodah to make ourselves whole. We'll stop over here because we're going to pick up. Let's just take a look. Let's just read the opening lines of Perek Ches. That way, tomorrow morning, we'll actually start with the Perek itself. Tamtis HaPrakim HaKolbim. So he gives a little bit of a recap. We'll do the recap today and therefore start on the ground running tomorrow. So Tamtis HaPrakim HaKolbim. The essence of the previous chapters is the following. Shloshes Chalokim Yeshna Ba'avodas HaAdam. There are three parts. Three parts in the service of man. Remember again, this was taken, the Mechaber takes this from the Baal Shem Tov. Hachna Havdala Hamtaka. This is the Baal Shem Tov's model. Hachna literally means a sublimation, or a humbling. Havdala means a separation, and hamtaka, sweetening. Remember, ad ata asaknu b'hachna b'avdala. Until now, we've been focusing on the process of hachna and havdala. So we'll say hachna and havdala are focused on the idea of identifying that which is negative and separating the negative from who and what I am. Now, la'achar sha'adam hifshit me'atzmo. Now that we've successfully been able to identify the negativity that exists within and to create the strategies to separate it from ourselves, now my foundation is good. So we'll say now we're setting the table for tomorrow, which is very exciting. So now what we've seen is, now that we've spent the last number of chapters speaking on the process of identifying that which is negative and employing a strategy to separate that which is negative, now we can begin the process of what the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh calls hamtaka, the sweetening. And what's the sweetening? The sweetening ultimately is our ability to now focus on how do we build and amplify the good within. All right, we'll stop over a minute so we'll pick up Perek Ches tomorrow. That's exactly it. That's the model. We've now focused on the Surmei Rav this entire time. Now, Asetov. Emir Sasha.